Okay, we're up to let's review Kalim Perakavav Mishnah Base. Kis Shel Shnatzah Shenilu Shnasav Tomei. We learned yesterday the Kis Shel Shnatzah. So we have over here this Kis has Shnatzah, has straps. Shenilu Shnatzah. The straps were removed. Tomei. So the rule is the Kis is Tomei. Nivshat Tahar. If it's Nivshat, it's one flat surface. If it's Nivshat, you press it out into one flat surface. Then it is tall. Good? Okay. Tall of us hamatis. If you attach.
It's a different voice, don't worry about it. It's another word. They're making construction somewhere.
Tall of us hamatis. If you attach a matlis, a piece of material on the bottom, milamatam tummy. Okay, so that's what we got up to yesterday. Tummy. Let's chaz in this part of the Mishnah. Shenitlu shenotzav. Do you take out the straps? The rabbanon, you do. Chazron. The rabbanon, myri shaloi didlu lagam. Did not take out it completely. The only time it's going to be tamei is if you did not take out the straps completely. You took them out of the holes, the lulos. The rabbanon myri shaloi didlu lagam. Ela shenitku min halulois. They have been loosened from the lulos, from the loops. The adayin. To Luyin, the kiss, they're still attached to the kiss of Yosef. Even if completely, it's also going to be time because the head you can go and can return the straps to the loops. Next, what about Nifshat? What happens if you completely you flatten it? You take a roller, like one of those rollers that makes the street flat, those big rollers.
How about just a rolling pin?
A rolling pin? I don't know if it's going to be heavy enough to work. Nivshat hakis, the nasa came in 8 or chaluk shein loy base kibul tar is going to be tar fine. Tala Allah Allah malis. What happens when you attach a piece of material, a piece of leather on the bottom? Nosan b'shulei talai. We put b'shulav on the bottom talai. Put a patch. Kolay marchatich ketana shalor a small piece of leather kibur boy mlamata. The derech hakisim machnisim or cotton bein hatfil. We the derech hakisim is we insert. A small piece of leather bein hatfira. What does that mean over here? The derech hakisim is supposed to make a kiss. Machnisim or cotton bein hatfira. What's mean bein hatfira? I think it means between the holes. That's the tfira. These holes are called the tfira.
Is that this?
No, we put a piece of leather between. Machnisim, the derech. Hakisim, it is the way of people who make kisim. It is the way of people who make kisim. Machnisim or cotton bein hatfir. They insert a small piece of leather.
Correct.
A small piece of leather between the tfir.
Right.
That means here is the tfir. These little holes.
In between those holes, what are they doing?
They put a small piece of leather.
You see something? That's this?
The piece of leather that machnis, they insert in between, in the middle of these little holes.
Okay,
machnisim, or cotton, bein hatfira, uche shepoishtoi, nishor oisoi ha'or, and when you take out, you poishate the straps. When you take out the straps, nishar oisoi ha'or, the or remains there. Bottle kibulo and it remains the base kibul. Okay, so very simple. It's very clear what the Mishnah represents. You take a piece of leather. You have straps. The straps go in between the little holes on top. Inside, you put a piece of leather, and that piece of leather gives it a shape. And even when you take out the straps, like in this picture over here, you take out the straps. Still, the piece of leather is on the bottom, and it gives this gives the other piece of leather a shape. Is that clear?
Yep.
So all these cases. Hamalis milamatan tamei. So the halach is tamei. This becomes tamei even when there are no straps whatsoever, because it looks like a receptacle.
There,
yes, because the piece of leather gives
that
this thing.
That means it's going to come up soon.
Not going to come up. No, you permanently attach it. You glue it there.
That makes it a base kibble.
That makes the outer piece into a base kibble. Yes, that makes this thing into a base kibble. That makes this thing into a. Next halach. This is really what we're going up to. Kiss the sech kiss. We have a kiss the sech kiss. Shenitmo echad me echad mehem demashka loydit mechaveira. Okay, see the picture. We have kiss sech kiss. Shenitmo echad mehem loydit mechaveira. We have two kissim. Ha kiss hapnimi vachitzoy nechshav mekelim lefadim. We have one kiss. And in the one kiss, you fold a piece of leather along the edge, which makes a separate kiss. a pouch within a pouch. Good, you got it? Yeah. So what is the law? Let's say the inner one becomes tameh, it has no effect on the outer one. Let's say the outer one becomes tameh, it has no effect on the inner one. We view them to be two separate independent kelim. Hakis apnimi v'achitzon nechshav l'kelim v'nifadim v'im nitma ha'echad mehem lo nitma ha'chav eroi. V'davka b'tumma mashkin, only b'tumma mashkin, av b'tumma sheretz harei zeh kol echad kli echad v'nifadim. Only when liquid comes inside, because liquid is only tamei midrabana. Liquid has no koyach to be mitame or kelim min haTorah. It's only mitame kelim midrabana. Therefore, since it's only midrabana, when the liquid goes into one kiss, it does not contaminate the other kiss. But if it dealing with tumah deraisa, like a sheretz, if sheretz were to fall inside, then everything becomes tamei one shot. So that's the case of kiss. But so kiss shenid me'echem mehem b'mashka lo yidit mechaveroi. Let's over here the Rav. Lo yidit mechaveroi. The tumas mashka mutame kelim lav deraisa. It's not deraisa. V'lechoshev chibur. It's not chibur. We don't consider it to be connected. One is not connected to the other. At least midrabbanan in order to be mutame one to the other. Good? What's the problem?
Whatever.
Okay, next. Tzuror hamargolis tame. The Tzermagolis Tamei. And what is that? Here's a picture. Tzermagolis Tamei. Or Poshut, Asher Meshamesh, the Tzor Margolis, you have over a piece of leather, and you tie up a pearl, a diamond. You have any precious stones available in Margolis? Margalit. You have any precious stones? You take a precious stone and you put it over here into a piece of leather, and you take a little band aid and you wrap it up. That's called the Tzor HaMargolis. Here now, what's this? Or posh, a piece of leather. Hashem shamish the tzur margolis b'soch. You go and you have a tzur inside of it. Af liyachas shehiuter hatzur. Even after you open up the tzur, the nitla mimenu hamargolis nishar ba'or tzuras kibel. Leather stretches. Even when you open up the pouch, you take out the rubber band, and you take away the pearl, it still retains its shape. Leather stretches. Once it stretches, that's why it remains in its shape.
Okay. I'm happy, yeah.
You're happy?
Yeah, I'm happy.
What does being happy have to do with the thing when it says in the Mishnah?
Because when you make this kind of a charge, that's what happens.
Okay, so it retained its shape. Next, מחדש את המשנה שצור את הקיבול שנשאר באור מחשיבה עושה לכלי קיבול הגיב זה דסטס מכלי קיבול והרי זה מקבל תומו. Okay, so it's a clay kibble milt mekabel tomo. That's what it's over here. So over here, next case, tzor, a pouch hamargolis of pearls. Even after you take out the rubber band, and it remains in the suas tomo. Let's see the Rav. The Rav says tzor margolis manichin margolis b'soicho. You put a pearl, a precious stone. Margolis means a pearl inside the socha in leather. The shemura shemesh regarded there. The kashma so you tied. Uchshemoytzin margolis. We take out the margolis. Uchshemoytzin hamargolis. And when you take out the pearl, nishar ha'or kmo kiss. The or remains like a kiss. Ad sheyitrach v'yafshet. The or remains like a kiss until sheyitrach v'yafshet. Until you take the rolling pin and you make it flat. So until you do that and you change its shape, it's going to have the status of a kiss. Machmas oitzah margolis, shamda yamim rabim. Due to the fact that it's a margolis that was there for yamim rabim v'nitzar, it was there many days v'nitzar, and the piece of leather has taken upon itself a new tzura. Okay, got it. Tzuror next. What's the next case in the Mishnah?
This is a lot of new cases here.
Tzuror, a pouch of money, hamos. Money. Kesef yanis hakol.
The money?
The mayor? Verdesot,
the
mayor of the day.
The moment's goes up.
Verdes, the nishtot the mayor, nishtot the day.
Don't krich
where you don't belong.
Whoever has the mayor?
Hot the day.
She said both of those things, right?
No, that she didn't say.
Don't krich where you don't belong. That was a good one, okay.
The tzror hamos. Here is a piece of leather, and you put some money, put a dollar bill sign over here. Okay, so what's the law? Let's take a little picture. What does it say in the picture? The picture here says, Or poshut asher mishamish letzur mos besoch. You take a piece of leather, you put in some cash, some coins, and you tie it up on the top. Now what happens? The la'acha shechutu hatzur nidlo hamos min hamos. After you got the tzur, and you remove the money, nishara ba'or tzur kibul kibul kol shehi. It retains a unique tzura, a form. After you take out the money, the piece of leather still has a unique receptacle form.
Okay.
Ach, loy kemoy tzur hamargolus. It's not like the tzur hamargolus. The future tzur hamargolus haderech lahativa leitim to kufos. Not like the tzur but not as deep. It's not as pronounced. The tzur hakesef is not as pronounced as the tzur hamargolus. You know why? Because you always check. You open up more often. So therefore, when you open them more often, it doesn't get a chance in order to harden to become that shape. While the feature tzramos haderech lahatira leitem tekufas multiple times can be word around like it says in the Raf. Okay, so let's see the first source halacha of the tzrar hamos. It's machlokes like good old things. Anytime it comes to money, whenever there's money, there's machlokes. Yes, everything until now was no machlokes, but now when it comes to money, all of a sudden there's machlokes. Isn't that a very good yisoid to learn in the Mishnah? We have over here the kishal shnotzos. We have the case over here the tola olav esamadlis. We have the case of the kiss the tzur kiss. We have the case over here of tzur hamargolus. There's no machlokes. Everyone agrees to me. But when it comes to money, there's money. Oh, then there's machlokes. Okay. Tzuror hamois, Eliezer Metame, Vacham Metare. Isn't that a gewalt that you said just to come to learn that you said of it when it comes to money, there's always going to be a machlekes? Very good, you said. Let's see what it says in the Rav. What's in the Rav? Tzuror hamargolus, manichem, we did it already. Tzuror hamos.
It's if the Rav says it.
What does Rav say? Tzuror hamos, kamo tzuror hamargolus. It's like the tzuror hamargolus, like a pearl. But the difference is, this is liquid assets. That was a commodity. Okay, we have the tzuror hamos. Why is Margolis Mitzvah? Because you let it sit for a very long time. You don't open it up. So if you don't open it up, it hardens. It transforms into a new shape. Yoyser Mitzvah Hamois. Sheretzor Hamois. The derech is to open it. You're always busy. You're busy opening the tramos. Because you want the money. The Allah Kachamim. We passed the Chams. We did the ganze Mishnah. Very good. Let's now Chazer the Mishnah. We did the whole Mishnah. It's very good. Kiss. Shel Shnatzos Shnitlu. We have a kiss. Here's the kiss. Shel Shnatzos. It has straps. I took out the straps, but I did not take out the straps entirely. Because if I took out the straps entirely, we learned in the previous Mishnah, even the Chacham agreed that it's tar. Yeah. In order for it to be tummy, it must remain at least partially. It is still tummy because it's partially still there. It's not like this case. It's partly there, and it has some type of receptacle shape.
Why didn't you show it like this?
This case is nifshat. Different. This says the reason why this is tummy is because it still has a cavity.
But here it's tar.
Flat. Because there you let it go, you put out the roll, you
have the strings.
Even though you have the strings. You take this outside and you let the car, the asphalt, they go over it, make it flat, that's it, no more. No more. It's done. Now it's tar. Nifshat. Kishal shnatzai shenilu shnatzav tummy. But nifshat.
It was flat?
Flat and tar. We have a piece of leather and we have straps and we make it into a kiss and then we insert a piece of leather to the bottom, we glue
a
leather, it makes it a kibble. So even when I take out the straps, it's going to be tamei.
Even though it's
not flat, it's never. That's the whole point.
Flat,
it cannot be no, because once you pull the string, it's not going to be flat. Receptacle
knocks it up.
We have a kiss, a little kiss inside a bigger kiss.
Each one
is independently tummy. So if one becomes tummy,
leather.
If one becomes tummy, the other does not become leather. Kiss, lesech, kiss, shenitma, echa mehem, bimashka, loy nitma chaveroy. Chaveroy is not tummy. Next, Tzuror hamargolus, tummy. We have a pouch. And we have over here, it stands there, the margolis remains there in the pouch for yomim rabim, for long days, multiple days, forever and ever. A kiss to margolis, kiss to sech, kiss, shenitma, echem, I'm sorry, tzor margolis, tamei, The halacha is tanei.
Because it stays it for many multiple days.
And the main one takes upon itself a new tsura. It has the tsura.
It makes a new tsura and it stays like a
receptacle. Tsura hamos for money.
Because
like money, because you don't keep the money there for a very long time. Sometimes you take it out, so therefore it doesn't have the same cavity, the same receptacle tsura. It's not like it's Rabbi Eliezer, Metame Vachachamim Mitaharim. They say it's not because it's not money, easy come, easy go. It's not there long enough. No one has chazak on money. No one has a chazak on money. Just because you have money doesn't mean you can have money forever. Okay, weiter. That concludes Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel. Kaf, loite koitzim. A kaf is this little picture over here. Okay, so let's right away see the picture. We have a lot of pictures now. Kaf, a board. Loite, those people who collect koitzim Torah. So what do you do with this thing? You go and you collect thorns. Piraklin shel kayotzim. Okay, piraklin means, I don't know, some type of instrument for use for thorn collectors. You tie it in the back of your hand, you put your hand inside, this on the back, and you tie it to your hand, fine. So what happens? Akaf asuy lekabel kayotzim lesecha, uvikach lehogin ala kaf yodosh shel halakeit, shelo tidkar alidei hakayotzim. You collect thorns. You collect thorns, and you don't want to get pricked. So you don't want to get pricked, therefore you have to have a special protection.
So you're picking.
You're collecting. You're moving around. You're transferring thorns. There are thorns lying all over the place. You want to move them around, so you're pushing thorns around. You're pushing them around with this like a glove. It's some type of protection, safety equipment, safety first. Yeah. Harash, the Harav, Kotsu, they write, Shakli ha'asu l'kabolas koitzim, a kli that is made l'kabolas koitzim, k'dei l'hagin al yadoi, to be makabal thorns, k'dei l'hagin al yadoi, to protect your hand, lo nechshav l'kli kibol v'chein hu tar. According to, we hold that this by definition is tar, because it's not a clay kibol. Something that you use to push around, is not a receptacle. Yeah?
Yeah.
Got it. Harash for Rav Kosu Shaklish. Also, the Kabbalah of Kaitzim could log in to protect your hand. Loyal Nashav Lakli Kibul Chenutar. The end Zedoy Meli Kasia Shal Zorigironois Shaperk Zayin Mishnehei. We had back there the Kasia, the glove. Shal Zorigironois. The people who go and they, I don't know what it means. Shasham Shama Kasia Sui Lakabla Samako. There it's made to hold the stick. Okay, the point over here is that it has no base kibble. If it has no base kibble, menela, it's not going to be mekabel tuma. Good?
Good.
Okay, so let's see over here. Kaf like the kaitzim tahara. Let's see the Rav. What does it say? The Rav Mishnah Gimel Kaf like the kaitzim come in Kaf shal yad shal aretz leather. Toifsim milak the kaitzim the yadim. They hold it. The people who collect thorns in their hands. Shal yinakvu yadim the kaitzim. Your hand should not get pricked with thorns. Yeah. You don't want your hand to get pricked. Really, you have to go use this utensil to protect your hands. Fine. It's tahara. Why the ain't asul kabbal? It's not a kabbalah. Good. So kaf like the koytzim tahara. Hazoin veha berach.
Yor.
What's a berach yor tmeim? What is that? Let's take a look over here. Here's the zoin, the belt. Right. Okay, that's the zoin.
Is that on tape?
Nope. The zoin.
That's part of the whole shear.
The zoin. This is called the birach yor. Okay, we learned a new word today. I bet you didn't know this before you woke up this morning. Have you heard the helicopter in the morning? The brachyar are the knee guards.
Yeah, a lot of these words.
Knee guards. Okay, these knee guards. Brachyar. Mogain. Al birkov. Knee pads. They protect your knees. When you need to stand on your knees, when you need to bend down and get on your knees, and you want to protect your knees, knee guards. These are called the berachyor. The berachyor are knee guards. So what is halacha hazoin v'habrachyor, the belt, and the berachyor? Mekablim tuma utam hadavar kosef harav shehim asum lekabel lemen lekabel v'chein kosef harash v'niskasha hazoin ish zuchuso yogin aleinu. Why is this even in the base at space? That's later on, periklamit. The mission achren because of shahim beged ubeged who klil lekabel tum is a beged. A beged, no matter what, is a klil kibul because the base mekabel you. The beged's mekabel you. Okay, so we learn over here the hazoyin v'habirachyor tmeim. Let's over here the rav. The rav says here birachyor with the zoyin. What's the zoyin? Azar, a belt. Kama avnate. A loshen yivani karen l'tar l'chagor. You call it a zoni. A zoni.
A zoni.
Are you in the zone?
That's what we're
learning. Are you in the zone? That's called the zone. That comes. Then comes the habirachyor. What's birachyor? This is the knee guards. Tefus shel or. It's a mold of leather. Nosun al habir. Come on the knees. Kedei sheyuchlu la'amod al birchehen. So you can bend down on your knees and do your work. If you're an electrician, like let's see one of you want to go fix that outlet over there. Right? So you got to get down on your knees. You just can't go fix the outlet. You have to have special guards to protect your knees. Knee pads. Okay. So what is the law? The law is to main. Why are these two things same? They assume the Kabbalah. These things are meant the Kabbalah. And the Chazon Nish, yes, what is Kabbalah? Teres, it's a, what is it over here? Let's see, it's Gimel. Maybe elaborates Kabbalah. The Eimla Beis Etzbaos. It's not like the Eimla Beis Etzbaos, Eilu or Pashut. Fine, whatever. It's a bit, a Loshon Aram. Sheyesh Aleim Tsuras Kli. Alright, it looks like a utensil. Next law.
Yeah.
What's the next halacha? The next halacha is the hashirivulim, the hasharvulim, the hasharvulim. What is sharvulim?
Words today.
Sharvulim. What is sharvulim? Kvin beis yad shel or dochuk. Let's look at the picture. The picture.
Wait, wait, picture.
Look at this. The guy is wearing on his hands. Okay.
Oh, they're like.
It's like, right. The Hashar, the Hashar Vulim. What's that? Hashar Vulim Temeim. Here is a Shiravel. It's an extension of leather. Dochuk, it's pressed with Tsar, Shenoistim Bale Noyos Bizroyos. Yiplu Bigdeim Harachav Mal Yodin. Their garments, what is it, which should not fall on their hands? The Yvat was some of Lachtan. What? Shravel, it's some type of protection to prevent the upper portion of the garment from coming down. Dochuk v'tzar shneistem bale umnoyos bizroyosem kedei shlo yiplu bigdem haruchad mal yodam. Their wide garment should not fall upon their hands. V'yivalu oisam melachtan v'yivalim v'melach. Okay, so that's some type of shravel. V'hashar v'ulim. You got it? A leather type of extension that you wear upon your garments to prevent your garments from overflowing. So what is the law? Tineyin. Let's take a look at Sharalim. Kim and Beis Yad Shalor Doch Kvitzar Shnois Mali Umlas Bizrasayim Kadesh Shalor Yiplu Begdeim Beharuchad Mal Piyodam V'yivatu Oysan Malachtam. Good? Next. V'ha-pi-rak-li-min. What's prak-li-min? Headband. Okay, this is a parachas. Flower. Meitzach, semach l'shosha, so it's right near the roots of your hair. Pirak minin, davar shemaskil, v'koysher boy. It's called pirak minin, davar shemechatel, v'koysher boy pachtach. Something that you wrap your head around. Pirak minin, ain't a mikabal tumma, or it's a davar kosov v'teres yishol, she'ain like tzuas kli. Does not have to exclude the dome of the calf of the loyalty of Kotzim and the scrim with the mission. Okay, so the headband is not Mikabel Tumah. Good? Good?
Here.
Let's see the Rav. What does the Rav say? Darsinon Pirak Minin Shemechatel, I do not know what that word means. Shemechatel means you wrap, I guess. V'koysher by padachto, you envelop your head. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. V'chol, likewise, v'chol, base etzbaos, tohoros, all base etzbaos. Here's the base etzbaos. Look at this base etzbaos, tohoros. Base etzbaos, ain't the beged, it's not a beged, the glove. V'gam, ain't a kli, also the kabal, v'harehu, pshute kli, or she'ainu v'kamakal tomo. It says that it's base etzbaos, it's not mekabel tumah, it's not a base kibble. I don't know why not. It can kabel your hands. I guess not. It doesn't, you don't hold anything inside. It's ain't a beged, it's not a beged. It's not called a beged. The ain't a kliar host the kabel, the harei kubshut the kliar, she ain't a mekabel tumah. Okay? Let's see what it says over here in the Rav. What does the Rav say? The Rav says, the base etzbaos, kmin yad shal or, osu l'hachnis etzbaosav l'secho yisal glav. It is taharos. That's what it says.
Why is it usher?
What do you mean, osir?
Kamid yad shel or asur lahachnis etzbaos
l'secho. It's tar. It's well, not called a beged. It's not mekabel. It's mekabel you. Being mekabel you is not being mekabel utensil. It has mekabel objects.
It means those latex gloves.
No, it says made from leather. It's a leather. A leather glove is not mekabel tumah. That's what it says. Base etzbaos tohara. Chutz mishel kayotzin. Kayotzin means those who harvest. Kayotz is what? Is dates. Malachti koytzim thorns. So malachti koytzim chutz mishel kayotzim. Mivnei shehi mekabel et saoig. It's mekabel the oig. Okay, what's the oig? Let's see a little picture. Oig. Oig is pre adam katan b'tzuras eshkol. It's a fruit. It's a red fruit. It's a pre adam katan b'tzuras eshkol. Okay, it's a red fruit. Okay, maybe you have this for lunch. Why don't you go into the food store and ask them, can I please have some oig? Show them the picture. Take this with you. Show it to them. Tell me you want this for lunch.
Okay.
What are you going to have for lunch?
You never went there to serve, right?
That's why I invited. Oik, next, hoil sins, ubeis etz boys, mishamish benoisiv lamalachtoi, gam lakabalus aig. Look what you do. Sometimes you take the egg, you put it in the glove.
Why?
Because it's a convenient place to protect it. Benoisiv lamachtoi, gam lakabalus aig, harezem, kliar, hos lakabalus, mishamakabutuma. Klios lakabalus koitsim, shaloyi zig lakaf yodo, inechshav, bekach, lakli kibul, humachlekis, from shimin rash. Now, a regular glove.
If you use it to
that is only used, one more time, a regular glove. Kli also the kabel koytzim shelo yiziku lekaf yada, a regular glove that's only used that should not hurt your hand. It's a nechshav b'kach lekli kibul humachlekes rash v'rash kaf. Okay, v'rash leel she'ein machshev lekli kibul b'farish kan base etzbaos shel kayotzin loik de kayotzin ve'einay nechshav lekli kibul mishum koytzim mishum shum mekabel es ha'oig. The Rosh Hashanah v'chu nechshav l'chli kibul b'farish kan kayotzin miyav shei peros shebeis etzpos shomer al shebeis etzpos shomer al yideim mibnei shamnunis haperos the shamnunis haperos v'im kein af l'dvar v'ein beis etzpos nechshav l'makabul elu mibnei shemakabul soyis makabul deog. Alright, a lot of these things is going off topic, so we don't have to, we're not going to it. Beis etzpos, we did this kayotzin melachti kayotzin perish acher melachti perosakayitz. Another interpretation, not thorns, it's malakate, the peros of the summertime. Summer fruit. Summer fruit, the summer is coming.
It's here, it's not coming.
Summer fruit.
Do you have any summer fruit yet?
Nope.
Are you waiting for the winter?
Mibnei shehi mikabel soig. Next, nikra'o, let's say it's ripped. Here's Nikra. Look what happened to this poor little glove. Al yidei akera shuv ein beis v'etzpois mekabel seroiv oig. Once it gets ripped, you can no longer mekabel the oig. The oig is not going to fit inside, it's going to fall out. And then it's tahar. Af al pish shebeis v'etzpois seroiv l'malachtoi mi'ach mi'achar ve'ein roi l'kabel seroig dina kimshutik li'or she'ein mekabel tumma. If there's a rip, gets ripped, it's no longer mekabel tumma. Nikra im ein mekabel seroiv oig tahara rav. Ha'oig pre adam, it's a red pre. Hamotzu bi'ilon shegadol bi'ar me'ela, that grows by itself in the forest, on a tree that this thing grows by itself. Upa'ams, there are times shehamelaktim koitzim bi'arim, those who gather koitzim, thorns by arim, melaktim ha'oig, they collect the oig. But noistim oiso bebeis oetzbois, and they put it inside their gloves. Then so shukli osu l'kaba, but it gets ripped. Then it's Torah. Aschaz b'mishnah, very nice Mishnah. Kaf, loikte koitzim, a kaf is this zach. It's a kaf. It's just a piece of wood. that's loikte.
It's a piece of leather.
And you tie it to your fingers. Loikte kaitzim tahira. It has no base kibble. It's not a base kibble. Hazoin. Are you in the zoin?
Right.
The belt. The ha birach yor. Knee pads.
Right.
Knee pads. Where are the knee pads? Oh, here they are. Knee pads. Tamein. Why? It's a baguette. It's a kli. It's a baguette. Next.
The chazon is a chiddush, no?
Chazon is a belt.
I'm saying, why should it be?
It's a baguette. It's a kli. It's a baguette. It's a kli. It's a kli that's misham shadam.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be makabel. A baguette is not makabel. It's not a receptacle of your clothing. It's a nice shirt that you're wearing.
It's tamein.
You're wearing a yellow shirt. He's wearing a yellow shirt. Will you believe this? A yellow shirt. So the yellow shirt is, it's like a kli, mekabel tum, the belt, mekabel tum, hazoin. Okay? Knee pads. Take the measure. Okay, the knee pads. The habirach yar, tmein. The hashar vulim. This leather shell.
Good.
Okay? Tmein, they're tmein. The habirach limin. Prak limin is the headband. Tahirin. Okay, headbands. Headbands are tahirin.
Why is headbands any different than the belts? Okay.
You have to ask the women why. They're tahirin. The chol base etzba'os, so all gloves are tahiros. It's not a baguette, and it's not a kli kibble. A glove is not called a baguette. That may be why you can't get it on Shabbos. Maybe that's one of the lumps where you can't get it on Shabbos. Oh, it's very late. We have to go. It's very late. So we can't get it on Shabbos. Okay. Chutz mishel kayotzim. The kayotzim means the gloves of the people who gather thorns or summer fruit. Because thorns and summer fruit, the kayotzim, these are used to mekabel. Why? Because you put the oig inside. It's mekabel the oig. Nikra. Let's say it gets ripped. And in mekabel sarayv oig tohira. Okay, we're up to Mishnah Daled.